This is not just an economic problem. In fact, this sets a dangerous precedent once you accept that a single country can hold the world's most important waterway hostage. Freedom of navigation, as we know it, is just finished.
Abu Dhabi says that even if the conflict were to end immediately, global energy flows through Hormuz would not fully normalize before 2027. That is an extraordinary assessment. It suggests that the damage caused by the blockade is no longer just military or temporary, but structural. According to Abu Dhabi, more than 1 million barrels of oil have already been lost due to the closure, and nearly 100 million more barrels are impacted every single week. And this is not happening in isolation. Saudi Arabia, too, has been leaning heavily on its east-west pipeline network to move crude towards the Red Sea, reducing dependence on the Persian Gulf exit route. Together, the UAE and Saudi Arabia are currently the only major Gulf oil producers with large-scale pipeline infrastructure capable of bypassing Hormuz. And there is another dimension. The UAE's recent exit from OPEC has given Abu Dhabi far greater flexibility over its production targets. Without strict quotas limiting output, Abu Dhabi can now align pipeline expansion directly with its ambition of reaching 5 million barrels per day in production capacity by 2027. In other words, this is not just a defensive project. It is also a power projection project.